Body cam footage just released on Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's from the attack on then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband at their California home last year.
How you doing?
How are you?
What's going on, man?
Everything's good.
When the door opens to police, the suspect, David DePap and Paul Pelosi, each have a hand on a hammer, wrestling for it.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer. I'm calling.
Pelosi is hit out of camera range as police rush in. He needed surgery to repair a skull fracture and arm injuries. DePap has pleaded not guilty to state and federal counts. In Memphis, video comes out later today from the beating of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days after a traffic stop confrontation earlier this month. Five officers, who are also black, have been fired and charged with murder.
No longer can you tell us we got to wait 6 months to a year, even though we got a video with evidence of the excessive force and the crime. No more can you tell us that.
Nichols' family attorney, Benjamin Crump, is calling for a Tyree law requiring officers to intervene when a crime is being committed by fellow officers. Federal prosecutors point to Iran in a suspected plot to murder a U.S. citizen in New York.
Justice Department officials say the three members of an Eastern European criminal organization with ties to Iran are charged with plotting to kill an Iranian-American author who has spoken out against human rights abuses in Iran. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the arrests come a year after the U.S. stopped an Iranian group's attempt to silence that American journalist on U.S. soil.
The same person was targeted for assassination again by a group with ties to Iran.
The men are charged with money laundering and murder for hire.
Tanya J. Powers, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Second Gentleman Douglas Emhoff visiting Poland to mark International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
The 78th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi German death camp at Auschwitz-Birkenau is being marked at a poignant time. Survivors are gathering today at the former concentration and extermination camp in southern Poland, revealed at the end of World War II. Less than 200 miles away in Ukraine, a war rages between that country and an invading Russia. Many of the tropes of World War II, including references to Nazism and anti-Semitism, are being revived. Sites of the extermination of Jews in Ukraine have been targeted in recent clashes. To many, this year, never again, rings to some degree hollow.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. The U.S. reaffirming its opposition to a nuclear Iran.
The president remains absolutely serious about the national security need that we have for Iran not to be able to achieve a nuclear weapons capability. We will, as he has said, we're not going to allow that to happen.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, after the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog warned this week Iran now has enough enriched uranium for several nuclear weapons. Elon Musk meets with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Twitter, Tesla, and SpaceX CEO visiting Capitol Hill. Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn.
McCarthy says he came to wish him a happy birthday yesterday and that they've been friends for years. But McCarthy was pretty tight-lipped on what actually was discussed in the meeting. When I asked if Section 230 came up at all, that's the law that Republicans and Democrats both want to reform so that social media platforms like Twitter are liable for what happens on their platform.
Musk also met with House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan and Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, later tweeting about discussions to ensure the platform is fair to both parties. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.